Welcome, everybody, to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm your host, Donovan Beery. And this is, like, Superb Owl VII something?
Seven?
Yeah. I think so. And that's not even including
that's
the
all?
Badcast. Well, it doesn't include the Badcast ones. Those weren't Superb Owls.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think we did. I don't remember if we did two or three of those.
Okay.
I don't know. Who knows? All right, we brought it back. A wonderful group here. Ashley McFeely back, second show in a row. Aaron Stubbe.
Howdy.
Still at Hay Needle.
Yep.
Chris Kelly has moved from Hay Needle since he's last been on the show. Where are you at now, Chris?
I'm at Dakey Design.
Okay. And back to run it, Tom Nemitz. Tom, take over.
All right. The Reflex Blue Show is filmed before a live action figure audience. And no children were harmed in the or killed in the recording of this podcast.
You should probably wait till after the show is to make proclamations such as that.
Make sure.
I don't think we're selling insurance here, so it's okay.
Okay. No. Plus, there are no kids in the building, so the chances of it happening are
slim.
Yeah.
There might be. Radio is the theater of the mind.
Ooh.
I don't know what people are imagining out there.
Ooh.
So there might be kids around in their mind. All right. As usual, we have divided the commercials, and there were 61 of them.
These are from this big football game that happened here.
Game that we're not allowed to say the name of.
Right.
I've divided them into five categories, plus a potpourri category. So there is one category for each of you to start with. And then what we'll do is we'll go around, and I'll have one of you kick off the discussion on that category, and then we'll let everybody kind of chime in with their thoughts.
All right.
On that, once they've started it out.
And this year's game was back to how they have been up until, well, last year was kind of an anomaly. Recently, where it was to where people, I think, watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a great game.
Yeah.
There was actually a football happening.
If you were not a Seahawks fan, it was a great game.
Well, it was a great game if you were a fan of theirs up until, like, it was a great game for if you're a fan of either team until about 20 seconds
left. Up until it wasn't.
Unlike last year where it was over after the first quarter.
Yeah. And even people who are fans of the Seahawks, I think, were like, oh, I guess we don't need to watch the game anymore. It's just something else.
Plus, at the end, you got to fight. So everybody wins.
Well, there you go.
Right.
And an ejection, which I don't know if that's ever happened before. In a Super Bowl.
I do not know.
Good question. Okay. The categories that we have are the ever-popular beverages.
Okay.
Food. Movies, TV, and games. So multimedia is all in one category.
Movies, TV, and games are together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Automobiles, technology, and then potpourri, which is everything else. So we're going to start with beverages. There were five commercials that fell into this category. The one that I'll touch on, and then I'll turn it over to Chris to kind of give his favor, was I didn't so much enjoy, but I thought it was kind of funny, the Budweiser commercial for Bud Heavy, where they kind of went after hipsters and craft beer enthusiasts all at the same time.
Well, I love it, because any time a product just says, yeah, we know a large portion of our audience completely hates us, so let's try to turn this around and ignore them.
Yeah, I actually fall into the demographic that, like, you know, snobby towards that beer, and I was loving it. I thought it was great. Really well done.
So, the floor is yours, Chris. All right. You want to talk about your favorite spot from that category, and then we'll just kind of go around. And
That was, I thought the most well-done spot was that Budweiser one. The one that most stuck out to me, though, was the really weird, what was it, the Mountain Dew energy drink with the dancing deer that came off the wall, and did nobody see this? This was like right before the game started. So
yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. Started just a little bit early. But it was goddamn creepy. Like, there's a deer mounted on the wall that, like, busts through and starts dancing around. There's, like, a person in a dog suit that's, like, a really creepily realistic dog suit that's dancing. It was pretty upsetting. It was the second most upsetting commercial on the Super Bowl.
But you liked
per
it.
Game.
You liked it.
I think we're going to have to queue these up in the other room. And when things like this come about, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. Thank you. That well, that was extreme.
There's a lot of jumping around and movement, action, weird.
Yeah, that is what explain it. So
yeah, not the best commercial, but it.
But it was one that you liked the best.
I know,
and that's what I asked. So
well, the one I like the one you liked. I didn't want to, you know, yeah. I didn't want to have I'm having what he's having kind of situation.
Do you have any other thoughts on that one?
I mean, it hits their demo right. You know, if you're looking at it from a business perspective, I'm not in their demo. But if you're talking about weird internet humor, enjoying video gamers, it's right just because it's that. Nonsensical kind of humor, but it just upset me.
It upset you.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Crit or Aaron? Aaron.
My favorite?
Yes.
I'm going to have to go with the Bud Light. Just go with it. With the live Pac-Man game.
Oh, man. Live Pac-Man.
I mean.
How awesome would that be to actually play that?
I so wanted to be there. It's a little bit more... more of a dive into one concept as opposed to what they've done in the past where they, you know, it's not as like out there as far as the shenanigans that they take them on. There isn't the,
it was a continuation of the campaign they did last year.
Yeah, exactly.
The up for anything.
This
again.
One just took a little bit longer to develop the one story, but I mean,
I like the giant coin.
Yeah.
They used to open the door.
They went all for it. Like you had to, of course it's a video game start with a quarter that's the size of you. If you're going to be on the screen.
I'm kind of getting over that campaign, though.
I don't know.
I think
yeah.
Like the in-between, okay, like this commercial standalone by itself, it was good. I agree. Game was awesome. But
it did feel like a Super Bowl commercial to me, whereas the other spot that was the rally cry with just kind of the making fun of your stops,
that hashtag.
It felt more generic. It didn't really feel like a Super Bowl spot, in my opinion.
I think I'm just worn out of the, you know, like, are you up for anything? Because... of their in-between commercials from the last Super Bowl.
They've been running them all year.
Yeah,
and they've been doing promos in bars. They've had them here in Omaha, too.
They're not as funny. So if I didn't see all those in-betweenies, all right, maybe, but...
I think it's kind of a weak category.
It's only five. If you're, usually this is like a very competitive category.
Yeah,
that's so true.
You know, Pepsi and Coke really didn't run, but they only had one spot apiece.
I found the Coke one kind of bizarre. Did anyone else?
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I put that one down as I kind of liked it, though. And because it was, it was weird. But what I liked is traditionally, Coca-Cola is like, well, traditional. You know, it's always like the same. And it's like the grandparents or on the front porch or nostalgic.
Or the polar bears or Santa.
So it was like a little bit, that's the only reason I liked it. I didn't think like, oh my gosh, like this was like the greatest commercial ever for Coke. But I liked it that it was a pull away from what they've always done.
Was there different cuts to that one? Because I swear it was missing some context last night where I didn't even see where, and then this morning I saw where like Coke gets dumped on the computer.
It was on the spot that was on TV.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Okay. Yeah.
I just missed it.
I feel like there was like 15 or 20 seconds before that, and then of people being terrible online. And then it shows a guy like checking his phone
like
in a server room, and he knocks over a bottle of Coke accidentally.
Which had what I think is the biggest faux pas ever. Anyone that's giving out hate messages like that, that's spelling your with an apostrophe R-E, no.
That's not
there, you will never see hate messages with proper grammar
never.
And
that's
punctuation.
True.
I thought they missed it by, you know, without random profanity and
it's
massive
you are.
Typos.
Well, that's how a hater would spell your.
Idiot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a designer call, though. You know, like, are you going to make your brand look like you don't know how to spell, or are you going to...
I don't know
where I'd fall.
They're ripping on trolls, which
is
a brave stance to take. I mean, you know, it's very controversial to go against trolls. if that's who you're making fun of, I think it'd probably be okay to spell it your, or her.
Yeah, so...
yes.
So that said... Sorry, I kind of feel like I bashed your selection and then jumped into mine. So
that's how it works. Here,
back to me. I don't know. My vote is for Coca-Cola because my vote is against Budweiser because it's what they've continued to do and it's played out. And it's for Coca-Cola because it's something they haven't done.
It is fresh for them, for sure.
What about you, Donovan?
I got to go with Pac-Man. I mean, but that's me. I mean, it's a giant video game we can play, and I'm gonna go with it no matter how much they play that thing.
Those light up ghosts were dope too.
Yeah,
those were pretty cool. Yeah,
getting chased around by light up ghosts.
Plus, I think if we give it enough press, they might start making live Pac-Man boards around the country in bars. It's possible. They're the only ones that
frankly,
have the
money I'm shocked that hasn't happened before.
Yeah,
and if too many people did it, would just get covered in vomit. And
well, you know, somebody would drink too much and ruin it.
Yeah,
and that's probably why they haven't done it.
Yeah,
because some bro would get out there and
just grope one of the ghosts,
or you know, he'd run out there with a six pack and.
Can you accost a hologram? Like, is that possible?
Oh yeah, you can accost whatever you want.
They weren't holograms;
okay.
Those were real, dude.
Oh, the ghosts were okay. Okay.
There was like people in a costume that lit up.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they were just
no.
No, those are definitely built up.
I wasn't close.
They had like
to
plastic
TV.
Costumes.
Oh, then yeah, then that's okay. Then I'm.
You could accost them.
Yeah, okay. Then, that's a different deal. Ooh, all right. All right. Well, I'm still gonna go with the Pac-Man.
All right. Then I think we got two votes for that, so we will come back to that one when we talk about overall favorite spots. Next category we're going to talk about is movies, television, and games. This is a lot of stuff in this category, but it's almost all movie trailers.
Yeah.
For a lot of sequels and like movies that seem of dubious quality.
Well, it's got to have a movie. You're paying $4.5 million for a spot. You can't. Some great indie movie with a budget of $3 million can't afford a commercial here.
But, you know, the one that I liked in this one was Liam Neeson being a badass in a sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Playing Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that in the technology, or are we going
yeah,
with that?
No, it's video games.
Oh, that's a game? Okay.
Yeah, he was playing Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
He's playing Clash of Clans and he gets beat, so
yeah.
Before he hits the revenge button, he pretends like he's in Taken 3 and talks smack against the guy and tells him what he's going
to
do to him, and then the guy at the counter
Lyam?
Calls him Lyam.
Lyam. Yeah, that was the best part.
He's actually like gracious about it for a second. He's like, it's Liam. And then he goes back into his revenge.
Wow,
yeah.
That was a good voice.
He's been practicing. Part of the mirror.
Podcast tonight.
What are, so what are the rest of them in that category? Just so,
the other video game one was the Kate Upton ad, which I feel like they've been doing a ton of those anyway for that Game of War.
Yeah.
Right.
And then all the other ones were movie trailers.
Yeah.
So we had Jurassic World.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks more and more over the top every time I see a trailer for
it. It's getting more ridiculous. I just saw a thing today about how they've changed the computer graphic dinosaurs from the last time they showed the trailer until this one. So you can
Is
see
that
the,
right?
Yeah, so you can see the dinosaurs better. Like, big water dinosaur, they took out some of the water so you can see the dinosaur better.
Hmm. So they're, like, essentially using the test or the audiences as a, like
gauge,
a...
yeah.
Yeah. Wow. The Minions movie had a commercial where they take their pants off, which sounds more scandalous than it is.
Yeah.
Furious 7, because apparently they've now made 7 of these movies.
Are they not fast anymore?
Oh, yeah. That's where it uses
they
a
are
car
jumping.
To jump from one building to
yeah.
the next
yeah.
building, and
yeah.
then it just jumps out.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Really? It's just called Furious
Is
now?
It called Furious 7?
Furious 7.
So they're no longer
and the part that made me laugh, which is terrible.
Well, how fast can you
like
be when you're going out of one building into another?
Yeah.
You're only traveling, like, the distance of 50 foot.
Yeah.
The part that made me laugh, which it's not funny, and it shouldn't be, but it made me laugh anyway, was Vin Diesel turns to Paul Walker and says, let's do this one last time. Of course, Paul Walker's dead.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's the last
they're just
time.
Foreshadowing.
It's a posthumous movie.
Trying to milk his death.
But they filmed that
Hollywood.
Line, clearly. Maybe but they put it in the trailer, probably like, somebody's going to think this is really clever.
It's going to make somebody cry a little bit.
Yeah. Pitch Perfect 2, which I know you're a big fan of the first one, Donovan. So.
Yeah, well, I did watch it.
Okay, but it did have the Green Bay Packers in there, and they looked good.
Right.
That
was,
might explain why they weren't in the Super Bowl. They shouldn't have
Whoa.
Filmed that movie.
Whoa,
I'm just saying,
okay.
A movie like that'll curse
they're
busy. You.
They were distracted.
Yeah. A movie like that'll curse you. They may be bad for a decade because of that.
Oh, I hope
depending
so.
On how much they were
it's
in
It's okay
movie.
With me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut your blasphemous mouth.
There's two of us in here.
Ted 2, with Tom Brady, who apparently his sheets glow when he sleeps.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew? Sheets.
But he throws a perfect spot.
This is a family-friendly podcast.
Oh, yeah. What was that movie?
Ted 2.
Oh, that's right.
With the bear. Mm-hmm. Well, she throws the bear out the balcony, and of course.
Perfect spiral.
Right. Wahlberg's like, hey, it's a perfect spiral. Tomorrowland, which continues the Disney tradition of turning theme park rides into movies.
Yeah, they used to go the other way around.
Right. Now they're like...
Back in my day.
Right. Like, hey, Pirates of the Caribbean was a great idea. How about if we take a whole section of the park and make a movie out of it? I don't know. That seems like a weird... George Clooney's in it, though, so it might be all right.
Yeah.
Terminator... Is he actually starring in it, or is he just narrating?
He needs funding so he can do some indie movies. He does one of these, and then he'll do three movies that might be decent.
Terminator Genesis.
Yeah.
Looks sad.
It keeps looking worse every time I see a trailer.
You know, but Donovan and I saw the full trailer at the theater last week, 2 weeks ago. The full trailer, I don't know. Seems like it's enjoyable enough.
I think we drank a lot before we went to hit the theater, though.
That's
so
true.
So we weren't sobered up yet. So at that point, that movie looks great.
And then you were.
Now, if you're at the beginning of the Super Bowl and you're still in your first one, it might be different. But you're going to see an Arnold Schwarzenegger fighting a young Schwarzenegger.
Man, he was on Fallon afterwards as like a cameo to tease it further.
Oh, was he?
And he comes out as the Terminator. And like there was something weird about like the strobe lighting hitting the wrinkles in his jowls. Just, like,
he looks really old now.
Really old now. They're not doing
well, he kind of is really old.
He is.
But he
looks it now.
All the more reason not to do another Terminator movie.
How do they explain that he's getting old? Like, is there like a plot?
He got a divorce and he needs money is how they explain he's
getting old. I don't know if like the jowls were maybe like an upgrade, like they held missiles or something, or what?
Right, he's a machine. He shouldn't age. But
yeah, they said he stayed back 30 years, so that's why he's older. But yeah, you're... I'm not, old. It's been a few years since I've, got into the Terminator scene, so I'm a little rusty on this knowledge, so whoever wants to chime in on this, please do, and we'll probably ignore it.
And then the last one is 50 Shades of Grey. What are we thinking?
Which, category? Tom, you were explaining to me how that started.
It's Twilight fan fiction, which makes it somehow even worse than it already is.
That is the origination of those books.
Reports, right?
Yeah.
Lady porn in that?
But it started as vampire Twilight fan fiction porn.
That's weird.
It didn't seem like that when I read the book twice. Like,
twice? It was so good you read it twice?
No.
So what do we think in this category,
I feel
guys?
Like these are a lot of trailers that just
they
not
are.
Very memorable.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They really are.
It's hard to give trailers. I'm gonna go with the Liam Neeson Clash of Clans.
I agree.
That was great.
Yeah.
And I think it was great to see the apps put money. It's weird that free apps have enough money to just dump $4.5 million, but they do.
You know, I read today that the game of War Game, they make $700,000 to $1 million a day.
Yeah. So
in the in-app purchases.
That's
so
crazy.
So it's nice to see them because they can do things with their budget with ads that I don't think we've been able to see since the late 90s dot-com companies, where they really don't have a message. They're just like, just make something great and just dump money into it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that game has a $40 million marketing budget, which is just insane.
And Game of War is essentially going after the same customers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're newer to the scene, I assume, but I'm sure the spots aren't cheap either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we're unanimous on this one.
Yeah, does anyone have anything other than the Clash of Clans, Liam Neeson?
No.
All right. Let's go to food next. This is a category like beverages usually has a lot more spots in it, but this year it was a little bit tighter field. Doritos had 2 spots.
Uh-huh.
And they did their contest again where they were not really crowdsourced, but they were like a contest where you could create a spot and then they picked their favorites. Of the two, I mean, I don't know. I liked them both. The one on the airplane was kind of funny, with the guy doing all kinds of gross things to dissuade people from sitting
like
next to him.
His toenails, and he's
all been there. I mean, I was just a week ago. It's very relatable.
And then he sees the
I noticed your toenails look great.
He sees the attractive lady and doesn't know she has a baby. The other one with the kid that asks for the guy's Doritos. I'll give them to you when pigs fly.
Right.
And then he goes and builds a mechanism to make a pig actually fly.
Yeah.
That one grew on me, but I didn't like it at first.
Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Aaron? Outside of those two.
Outside of those two? You know, I thought McDonald's was interesting.
That was an interesting idea.
They're going, they're trying to pay off, they're putting their money where their mouth is on this whole love a campaign that they kind of started with that animated spot a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something that I still struggle with the authenticity, though, coming from such a large brand that's known for not really paying their employees what they should be paid.
Well, and I just can't get the idea out of my mind of going to a McDonald's and the person who takes your order.
Right. These were actors in the spot.
Is usually not that friendly.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly to pull that where my off. Mind went to.
I would just kind of like just want to pay for my hamburger. It's like when I'm at McDonald's, I'm already just I'm hating myself anyways. I don't want to dance too like a paid chimp for my hamburger.
Like, it's only $5. I'll just pay.
And I'd just rather have what little of my dignity is left.
It's like that Jim Gaffigan spot where he's talking about meeting somebody at a what are you doing here? What are you doing here? I'm here for the prostitutes or something.
What do you think, Ashley, from this category?
You know, I mean, I agree with the McDonald's. Great concept, just wrong company. I think I wrote this one down right, but there was like something with avocados.
Yes.
From Mexico.
They were doing a play on the NFL draft.
I thought that was kind of funny. So that was one of them. Like, it's just, it was weird. I put like, what?
It was. And I mean, the rather amazing thing about that one is if you go to their YouTube page, there's like dozens of videos with that.
Really?
But you can watch like the whole draft and there's like analysts like breaking them down. It's really bizarre.
Yeah. So I kind of like that one. The other one I had, I like the Brady Bunch Snickers. Yeah. More so because I'm like a Brady Bunch baby, you know, so just like that was funny.
Yeah, that was
so funny. Those were my top two, I'd say.
And I thought the interesting thing with the Snickers ad was I was glad that they ran that particular campaign because later in the game, Esurance kind of ripped off that campaign with their
sort of.
Oh, yeah.
Which to me was very reminiscent of the Snickers. You're not you when you're hungry thing.
Sort of you isn't you, sure.
It's really close. And I think it wouldn't have been as obvious to a lot of people if Snickers hadn't run.
Mm-hmm.
And I had in the same game, it's like, oh, wait. That's...
Well, it might have been just because Snickers has been running that campaign for a while.
But I was glad they did. Because otherwise, I think a lot of people wouldn't have made that connection.
Yeah.
But I read that a lot of places today.
That campaign, that Snickers campaign, has been around for like...
For a while.
Three years.
Yeah. And I think the Brady Bunch one was my favorite of the food spots. Although I do like that avocados, much like pistachios did last year, like the only foods that might be good for you or not completely terrible for you actually running ads against these other ones is wonderful. But I thought the Brady Bunch one was great because I think that campaign was kind of at its end where they just brought in random people and then all of a sudden it's like celebrity and they realized, like, how do you extend something that's basically dead? And what they seem to do is they're like, well, what if rather than it's just random people doing stuff, we actually bring in some old sitcom characters as themselves, then we introduce our thing into a pop culture
and use CGI to insert them into the
they created a life for this campaign that was basically otherwise over.
That was my favorite, too. The one thing that was weird about it was the random Steve Buscemi cameo at the end. It just seemed like they're like, kids like Steve Buscemi. Let's put it
right, where
there.
He was.
Yeah, but they've done that before on those Snickers ads,
too.
Yeah,
they usually always kind of end it with the second one.
Yeah.
And then they cut it from the shorter cut of the commercial that they'll run, you know, after the Super Bowl a lot of times. But the other one that was strange was Skittles had that arm wrestling ad where everybody had like one freakishly large arm. It just felt like that should have been a 60-second spot.
Yeah.
Because the 30-second one is like, oh, it's over already.
I don't even know why Skittles paid for a spot. With Marshawn Lynch in the sideline just popping
up
the hills, man. Like, that's...
He had his little Tupperware container of Skittles on
when
the
when they showed that and they started talking about Skittles and the announcers... Now Michael starts talking about Skittles during the game. It's like, why are you wasting $4.5 million? You just got like a $10 million ad for nothing.
They're settling it the usual way.
Maybe.
Indeed.
Indeed.
All right, well, we're going to settle this category the other way. Who's wrestling here? Who is going?
I feel like Chris and I are the
probably the most evenly matched.
Yeah, for this.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Oh, really? Arm wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing this.
We're settling it the usual way.
Okay. Ready?
Let me wipe all my sweat out of
okay,
my
man.
Hands.
This is rough. Man,
turn,
I hope I
turn your hat
insurance.
Backwards. It's time for a little switch.
My hat's backwards.
It's amazing they're both wearing hats, and they
hats.
Both have them backwards.
Because they knew that it was going to be like over the top.
Chris is wearing three hats.
Cigar,
better pull the mic out of the way.
Off.
Yep. I got
to put the camera.
Ready?
And
go. Oh, it's going. It's tight. It's close.
I'm just
going to turn her
hat
back. Oh!
I was worried. I was really scared.
Oh. Might be the first time we've arm wrestled on this show. Next thing you know, you'll be president of the AIJ chapter.
That's how that happens,
that's how
by the way.
In, yeah.
If you heard a sound, it was like my muscle ripping.
Yeah, well.
That's what happens in arm wrestling competitively a lot.
His arms
I'm
break.
Told, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's grotesque. Okay, so you won, Chris. So what are we going with in this category?
I'm pretty sure it was the Snickers one.
Okay, we're going with the Brady Bunch.
Boom, settled.
Okay. Now let's move on to automobiles, and there's a lot of commercials in this category.
Too many.
The one that
I feel
like
less of a man not driving a truck here today after seeing all those commercials.
Yeah, the one that I liked the best in this one was the BMW ad where Katie Couric and Bryant Gumbel kind of made fun of their video from the Today Show from 20 years ago that's kind of become a YouTube joke, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years. Where they were talking about the internet, and they had no idea how it worked. And then all of a sudden they're in an electric car, and they have no idea how it works.
Yeah,
I just thought that was really funny to see them kind of make fun of themselves, because that's been kind of a running joke of a video, that they were good-humored enough about it to make fun of themselves.
Yeah, I'd be pretty willing to make fun of myself for how much money they
probably
paid.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. But I thought it was clever, because, you know, you're talking about another new technology that a lot of people are not terribly familiar with. So
it's a crazy looking car too.
Yeah.
I saw one in my neighborhood the other day, and I was like, it just felt like I was in a 1980s.
You've seen one in the wild, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, my pick was
here's the rest of it.
Oh yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm still gonna stick with the one from the one where they're talking about the 100-year-old Dodge.
Oh, the Dodge commercial.
Yeah, the 100-year-old
Dodge. Fantastic.
Yeah, that was great. Just showing all the people that were roughly 100 years old. And then that guy driving, you know, peeling out with his hand doing the devil horns out
the
window. Was great. You know, seeing an old guy telling you not to be not to bitch, you know?
It was such
a great way to end it.
Yeah.
It was such a departure for Dodge, because their commercials have, you know, been such masculine kind of tough guy commercials for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And that was more of a human interest kind of ad. Even though the guy flips the devil horns at the end, it was
still less expected.
It felt more personable than their ads typically are.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of went with the authenticity angle, which is a little bit different for Dodge.
I'll go with Fiat.
Oh, the little blue pill.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know, again, it felt like a Super Bowl spot. I think it really kind of captivated people watching that pill bounce around. And then super fun payoff.
I just wish Shooter McGavin would have been there.
For a second there, before I realized it was a car commercial, I saw it shooting right towards the priest. I'm like, oh boy, what's going on here?
I watched it. I'm like, that'd be really funny if Shooter McGavin jumped into that car and stole it. But
an Italian version of Shooter McGavin.
But that's just me making references to 20-year-old movies. What about you, Ashley?
I mean, you guys mentioned the two. The Dodge Challenger with the old people. I love old people. So right away, I was just like, I love this commercial. I don't care what it's about. But then the BMW, Katie Couric one. The only thing, I think I like the Dodge Challenger, if I'm going to lean one way or the other, better, just because I'd seen the Katie Couric one already, you know, online. And so anytime I see a commercial for a Super Bowl ahead of time, and then I see it again in the Super Bowl, it loses its magic.
Yeah, it totally does take it. I mean,
I try to avoid that as much as possible.
I think I will going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It's something about when you're watching the Super Bowl and you have that right combination of, like, too much beer and, like, just self-loathing from eating a lot of chips. It just it makes them that much better.
But having said that, I think the opposite also kind of holds true, where I felt differently watching some of these today than I did last night.
Yeah.
Because you're not, the expectation level is different.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You can judge it more, the quieter, mm-hmm. the quieter pieces that don't, really aren't, like, full of shenanigans.
That's true. That's a good way of looking at it, too. But then you think, well, the point of a Super Bowl commercial is within context of the Super Bowl.
True.
I don't know.
What do you think, Donovan?
You know, I like the BMW one. And part of it is also the message of it was great. The I mean, they were selling something that is the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether or not it's their car, it is the future of automobiles. So that was good to see. Where the Chevy spots were all like, buy a truck, it'll look better.
Yeah,
well, and I was like, that's kind of like, it's like, that's not the message going forward in the decades that we're going to have.
I do have a question. I know this totally isn't an automobile, but where does Carnival fit in? Is that in potpourri?
Yes.
That one I put under potpourri.
Okay.
Because it really doesn't fit in.
I just want to make sure it got the
yeah.
Out.
Yeah, I want to talk about that one too.
What kind of automobile do you drive?
He drives a cruise
how
ship.
How much does it? Okay, and what does Hayneedle pay, and how do we get jobs there? Those are the questions I have after that question you had.
Studio ride here via Zeppelin.
The only way to travel.
Okay, there are some other car ads that I wanted to mention quick before we close up this category. I thought we had two of the three dad commercials fell into this category mm-hmm. for the night. That was interesting. I thought that Toyota and Nissan both had dad ads, and they were like completely opposite sides of the spectrum, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Toyota one was like this really nice, sentimental commercial with the dad driving his daughter to the airport for the military with flashbacks to like heroic dad moments, you know, through their life. And she was crying and all of them, and then at the end, he's crying as she leaves. And then the really bizarre Nissan commercial with Cats in the Cradle playing and mm-hmm. the dad is the race car driver who's like never there. And then all of a sudden at the end he is, but he's in a regular Nissan. And
that one felt like it was really trying to tell a story that I wasn't getting.
That it
like
didn't
I,
get to.
Yeah.
It never got around to.
I felt like it went over my head. Which
but I think it was like a minute and a half long spot too. Yeah. I mean, it felt like a movie trailer.
It was like it had the first two acts, but it didn't have the third one.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't have the payoff.
That one had the hashtag, though, that, like, the with dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, they, yeah, building into some kind. I like this sentimental kind of, like, emotion of it, but I agree. There was, like,
it felt like there was a payoff that they never got to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what next?
The Kia one with Pierce Brosnan, I like because I'm a James Bond fan. It's like, hey, it's 007. So, I liked it from that perspective. The commercial wasn't all that
great.
Would
James Bond ever drive a Kia?
No.
If they paid for the product placement, probably.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're correct.
Wait, is that the one where he drove to the cabin?
Yeah.
And, like, everything was
he's
just, like...
He's like, so there's a sniper.
Not well, exciting. Enough. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
It's great, because Kias aren't exciting cars. Sorry, Kia drivers.
There was the Mercedes-Benz ad, which I don't know what to make of that, with the tortoise and the hare.
Oh,
and the tortoise, like, gets a car, and he wins, and then he gets... There's like a girl bunny in the car with him when he wins.
I feel like
so much build up for that too.
Yeah.
Like they started
yeah.
teasing that like
mm-hmm.
months ago, I want to say.
Yeah.
And NFL Network like all week was running things like, oh, who's gonna win? The tortoise or the hare, and then it's this commercial and it's just
I feel cheesy like that was like watching Never Ending Story as an adult.
Okay.
Like you just it ruined everything.
I wish I was watching the Never Ending Story.
Yeah, way better actually.
No, not as an adult.
If the hare would have ridden that flying dragon thing instead, I might have, you know.
Maybe. It just was, yeah.
To me, it felt a little bit like, you know, like really old Super Bowl commercials where they just, there's a thing where it's like, oh, we can have CG now, mm-hmm. so aren't you guys, like, impressed? And no.
They spent a lot of money on that spot, clearly, and it just fell flat, I think, for a lot of people. And the only other one I wanted to mention was the Toyota ad with the Paralympian. To the narration of Muhammad Ali. I thought that was a kind of a... I liked it. It just felt the juxtaposition of Ali being like this super like brash boxer and her like doing feats that you wouldn't normally associate with somebody that is a double amputee, I just thought was kind of interesting.
Right.
Yes. No pun intended. I didn't even catch that. Wow.
Sorry.
Okay. That was a well done
Sorry,
ad.
Sorry, legless Kia drivers.
That was a well done ad. That was well done.
Okay, so what do we think of this?
I think we're tied. Me and you went in a BMW. They went Dodge. So Stubby, you're the tiebreaker in BMW and Dodge.
I'm gonna go BMW.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll come back with our final two categories. All right, and we're back.
Okay, the next category we're going to move on to is one that we haven't done in years past, but there were so many in this category this year that I broke it off from potpourri. It's technology, and in this one we're going to talk about cell phones and website companies and Microsoft. Because we had Wix and GoDaddy and Squarespace all with ads last night.
And GoDaddy couldn't run their Puppy Mill ad, thankfully. They got cut beforehand.
And ended up
due to protesters, thankfully.
And ended up with you know, it wasn't a showy ad or even a very memorable one, but kind of a nice.
It was just a big departure from what
such a huge departure for them, because it didn't have scantily clad women.
It's nothing. It's sincere.
Yeah. And like,
all right, that's enough credit for that company.
I thought that spot was kind of sad.
It's probably enough.
Yeah, no. Look at this sad chump.
No, it was.
The one that I wanted to mention off the bat was the Wix ad, which I don't particularly like their service, because it's like, you know, you can go build your own website using templates, and they're all like Flash websites there. But Brett Favre with the Favre and Carve, mm-hmm. and Terrell Owens with T.O.'s Humble Pie, and Franco Harris, Immaculate Receptions. Yeah. It was just funny. I don't know.
Did they actually build those websites? Are they real sites? Like if we go to Favre and Carve?
I think so.
Okay.
I believe so. So I enjoyed that one.
I guess it's Wix. You can build a site in 5 minutes. If they didn't build
exactly.
a site, that's...
Yeah, I've had a couple clients that have had websites that were built on that end.
Okay.
Like, oh, can you edit this? I'm like, oh, that's...
Okay, I did have the Wix as one of my top, because the reasons that you already mentioned. I mean, it was funny. It was, I mean, just, yeah. I watched
it had
it
Lloyd from Entourage.
It had Brett Favre, let's be honest. As far as, like, I'm trying to look and see what other ones that really stood out to me. I guess, like, the Microsoft one, I did like the bus one with the technology bus, just because it was, like, a do-good. And, like, Microsoft, I think, has been really good with that as far as, like, commercials. Their campaigns are, you know, like, very global-minded and, like, you know, improving. And so I guess this wasn't a big departure for them. But I guess I like the whole, like, what can you do, empower to do more, that continuous renewal is what they kept bringing up. And so as far as message-wise, I thought that was...
I'm going to have to go with Mophie. I thought that one was... a pretty ballsy step for their first dipping their toes into TV advertising, and it must have cost them a fortune between all the special effects and the animal wranglers. I think they even had like hyenas jumping on them.
And that's most people's first impression of that brand. So
that was mine, yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought it was hilarious, the payoff at the end.
The dog walking in person was the...
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna figure it out. Oh, man. They must have paid that dog.
For a second, I thought, at the very end, I thought God was sitting on a toilet and using his phone. And I don't know if that says more about me or the commercial, but that caught me off
guard. You sit on the toilet with your phone, Chris?
No. Never. That's gross.
Never?
No. It's too gross. I wouldn't do that.
What do you think of this category?
You know, I wasn't, like, super duper in love with this category overall. The no taxation without representation, I thought was pretty funny.
The TurboTax.
Everybody in the room laughed at that one. The one thing that I've kind of noticed just lately is that, like, tax software ads have actually been funny this year, just overall. So that kind of fell
the
into
funny the... part to me in that ad was the Monty Python thing where she, like, has her bayonet through the guy and she pulls it out. Oh, sorry then.
Yeah,
and then right, he still
then.
Dies.
Yeah.
Turbo Tax last year did some, like, pretty funny ones,
did
too.
They?
Yeah, I feel like they're, as far as, like, tax ones.
It seems like, by and large, though, they've always been more, like, interviews and testimonial.
Yeah.
And they kind of get away from that.
The part where George Washington's, like, on the front of the boat and he's just like, all right, then. And they got to back up the boat. I thought it was pretty good. But yeah, that'd probably be my favorite. I just want to vent about how much I hated seeing Kim Kardashian. On there. That one just made me upset.
You don't want to save your data so you can see
no.
your outfits.
Wait, is that in that this category?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah, that was by far my least favorite.
Oh, she just...
I would say that's the one I remember the most.
Yeah.
Good or bad. And this is a weak category, so if I voted for one, I would have to sadly might give it to that.
It was stupid.
But Apple has
but
it was
funny,
kind
but
of funny.
She doesn't have the personality to
no.
pull off.
I thought the other two T-Mobile ads were better than that one.
Okay, Apple has $178 billion in cash, supposedly. Somehow. Apple Computer. And they can't afford, like, $5 million to buy an ad? Come on.
They don't really...
They could
bail me out here. they could do me a solid.
Give you one good commercial?
Give me a commercial so I don't have to, like, mention Kardashian or something.
If the iWatch was ready to go, they probably would have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other T-Mobile ad with Chelsea Handler and... Sarah Silverman, I thought, was better than the Kim Kardashian one.
Yeah, that one was pretty funny.
Well, she thinks a possum is a bunny because she clearly doesn't right. know what wildlife is.
With a possum? Or a bunny?
She's like, no, that's not a bunny. That's a possum. I know because I've hit one with my car. And then the other T-Mobile one that I didn't even see, I think it was on before the game, with Rob Riggle and the data vulture that's like sitting on his shoulder.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't see it last night either, but then it was in a lot of the recaps that I read today, and it was on the official ranking list.
Okay, we're going to pause right now to watch this, so hopefully we can all change our vote or something, maybe get off this Kardashian thing. All right, that changed my vote. I'm going with Riggle.
That was pretty good. Was this is not my vote, but was the Sprint commercial? You guys, with the screaming goat, like the YouTube.
Oh, the screaming goat from
the
Taylor Swift video.
At the end.
You've seen that video, haven't you, on YouTube? So funny.
I'm going with that Riggle one.
That's what we're going with?
I mean, you got a vulture destroying an office, which happens here at least once or twice a week.
It's real life.
Yeah.
It's relatable.
I can relate.
Yeah, vulture on your shoulder right now.
Much like Stubby can relate to taking a Carnival cruise ship to the office.
Yeah,
which, by the way, is quite the
Zeppelin.
Detour in Omaha.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's impressive.
As long as it's along the river, you can get
there. The only other one we didn't mention in this one was the Squarespace ad with Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
Which, yeah, I feel like that's
one. Okay, so here's the deal with that one. I felt this one holds up much better if you actually go to the site and start. Because
it's a real thing.
Because he made actual sleep tape.
Yeah.
Tracks, and they're quite funny once you get into some of them. Like it sounds like they just turned him loose to do whatever he wanted. Because there's one track where like he's in his kitchen and his wife or somebody wakes up, and he's like, "Dear, would you like to make a relaxing noise into the microphone right now?" And she's like, "I just woke up."
Okay, so we're going with T-Mobile and the data vulture for this one. That brings us to Potpourri.
Which you said has like 31 or something?
No, it has 17.
Oh, geez, okay.
Now, keep in mind, there's 61 ads, so that's like a third of them.
Right.
We'll just put this out here in the middle and let everybody kind of take a look. Of course, the one that everybody was talking about, for good or bad, mostly bad, was the nationwide ad with the dead kid.
Yeah.
Which was just...
It was chipper.
Wow. Yeah. It's such a buzzkill, and I don't...
And this is there's things where it's good advertising. We're rating these as, like, is football game ads. So there is that thing where...
And It's just one of those where the way the commercial starts out, it seems like it's maybe going to have a funny or a cute payoff or something. It's this kid, he's like, yeah, you know, and all this fantastic stuff, and I'm not going to do it because I'm dead.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I felt creeped out.
Yeah, did you see that at his wedding? He had Optimus Prime and Megatron.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and I know, you know, I think when I saw it the first time, I didn't really give it a second thought. It's like, oh, that's, you know, it's a dead kid. And then the next commercial came out.
Dime a dozen.
Oh, commercial, you know, I don't know the kid.
Once again, this is where this is why we noted that no kids were harmed during the recording of this episode.
I don't know the kid. It's like, oh, it's a Super Bowl commercial. You know? But then, like, two people that I know that have had kids that have died, you know, were really, really terribly...
Oh, man, yeah.
Were really, really offended by it and thought it was horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I kind of give it a second thought, like, yeah, you know, I could see where that's probably...
It's insensitive.
It's not the greatest thing, and, you know, they're watching the game, and they're all of a sudden like, oh, now I'm...
And I don't fully understand where they were coming from. Like, is it, they're just, this is like a PSA?
Yeah.
But it seems insincere. It's like...
It seems...
Especially coming from an insurance company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, what are you going to do? Get a payoff? Like, what are they selling?
Everyone, please quit killing your kids so we don't have to.
Because it was produced by Ogilvy and Mather, and that's what they said their creative brief was, is, you know, that this accidental deaths in the home are the number one killer of children. So they were trying to inform people, you know, to be, I guess, be more diligent, but... It seemed like the wrong venue for that.
But, you know, I mean, and a good contrast to that was the domestic abuse commercial I thought was so successful, and it did hit me in the head, but in, like, the right way. And it was, you know, it's like, that's a very similar tone. It's, and, you know, it's a similar kind of message that they're getting across. And that one actually, I, like, worked. That one,
where,
like,
she's
had
ordering the pizza.
Yeah, that one had a totally different effect on me. I didn't feel, like, upset.
And somebody told me that was an NFL spot that they paid that because they've had so many domestic issues this year. So they covered that one or paid for that one or something.
Yeah, they just had one less football spot.
Yeah.
It was one of the NFL
That makes sense,
because
that's what I noted
them,
in my notes, too. So
and the person who was telling me this, originally he was upset because he thought that they were kind of grandstanding, but he hadn't seen the spot at the time. He just heard it was coming up. Mm. And then when he saw the spot, I think he was like, oh, okay, that's all right. Because they didn't attach their – they were smart at not attaching their name to it or anything.
Yeah, they didn't go NFL Cares or something.
No, it was that No More organization that kind of, you know, works with domestic assault victims.
Now we watched the Always Fight Like a Girl or whatever, Run Like a Girl, and I remember when the payoff came at that, and it was for Always, my wife was like, oh, because she was like, I love the commercial until then,
really?
this is the product that they're selling. Like,
I agree. There was a lot of those out there too that seemed like really sincere, and then it was like, and now here's our product. And
I thought
you just
that way
about lost it.
Dove, like Dove. Well, I
Dove
think.
Men.
Yeah. Like, it had me for a while, and then the end just felt kind of half-hearted. Like.
Okay, can we talk about that end, too? I don't know if something weird happened with my TV, but it felt like it was disjointed. Like, it was just, like, this soft tone, and then all of a sudden it was like, Dove for Men. And it was, like, this voice
The voiceover was really terrible
was
at
awful.
The end of that. Yeah,
okay,
they ran
good.
Out of money on the budget.
Yeah.
It sounded like they just brought a guy in. Like, hey,
jerk. Do
Carl,
back to reality.
Read this line.
Yeah.
Dove for Men.
Now, for me, I mean, we were talking before the show started, and there was a massive blizzard here in Omaha. So, Aaron, you said you were up on your roof knocking snow off your dish.
It was.
And I hooked up a digital antenna for the first time ever. And so my thing kept it was my connection wasn't great to the game like it normally was. It would keep like spinning off. So if anything like that would have happened, I wouldn't have noticed. I'd be like, whatever. Every 3 minutes, I'd get a couple seconds of fuzz and stuff would just disappear. So
well, maybe that happened at everybody's home, but for everybody like that, I wrote down. I love that concept, and then it was just such a horrible disconnect at the end. It's like, wow, it just. Anything they had going.
The ad that I didn't so much care for the ad, but I like the product is the WeatherTech format.
That was
felt like not a Super Bowl ad,
right.
And it felt like a product that was really weird to advertise in the Super Bowl. But
wait, which one was that?
The formats that are made in the USA and they're like laser measured to fit in your they make them like individual to the car. So you don't buy like formats. You buy like formats for a Honda Civic or for...
Oh.
For like a 2007 Honda Civic.
Yeah, yeah, and they're like laser measured and they fit exactly. And they're brilliant. But
yeah, it was, it's funny because, yeah, that's just like
a commercial. It felt like the kind of ad that you see late at night on cable.
Right.
Not in the Super Bowl.
It's like it was well done, but it's just something about, like, can they afford this?
Yeah.
Are you okay, WeatherTech? Are you really, like, eh, I don't know if you can do this.
It's like I've seen these commercials. Usually it's like for Ginsu knives or for, you know, those kind of things. And it's on at 2 in the morning when you get home from the bar on cable, not on a show with 114 million people watching.
I also like, I like the Loctite one.
Yeah.
That was so bizarre, wasn't it?
So awkward.
So bizarre.
They did awkward really well. Like, it wasn't a bunch of nerds.
Loctite saved our marriage.
Awkward people. Yeah. Yeah, it's just awkward all the way around awkward. And then the second one, like, the Weight Watchers one, it was just like, no one telling you what to think, but then they were showing, like, how all those messages are telling you what to think. And it's just like, take back control. Just like, really clever and something, a different angle than you have seen about Weight Watchers.
Again, another example of a company that used to use a lot of testimonial, when I think people don't really succumb to that anymore. Like, we become more cynical as an audience and we're looking for more authenticity. And this was a really powerful message.
Yeah, I thought the timing was great, too, because as I was shoving in my sixth bacon-wrapped cheese-covered steak bite, I suddenly had to feel worse about
take
myself.
Take back control, Chris.
Yeah.
Hadn't take felt that bad since you were at McDonald's.
Right,
last.
Yeah.
And you were dancing for your food.
Yeah, I was just like a paid monkey dancing for my food and feeling terrible about myself.
And I think the announcer on that was Jesse.
Oh, yeah? So if you watched the whole Super Bowl, you got mostly a Breaking Bad hit.
I want Saul Goodman back, man. Is his show coming up soon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next week, I think.
What? Next week?
Pretty quick, yeah.
Oh, I better get the DVR going.
Better call Saul. speaking of Heisenberg, he was in an e-surance ad in this category.
And that's my pick just because it had Heisenberg in it. I couldn't go wrong.
But it feels to me, like we talked about earlier, like it's kind of inspired by Snickers to be kind to them. I mean, it just feels like it's such a very similar campaign to the Snickers.
And I think you're right. I think it's the fact that Walter White was in it that really made it soar, because the other one that they did in the series with
Lindsay Lohan,
I thought was a flaw.
Was she the mom in the minivan? Yeah. Was she like peels out and terrible driver?
But Cranston just makes it the way he kind of gives those awkward, scary.
He's so good with everything. It's
Yeah, to me that one, again, it just felt like it was kind of like the Steve Buscemi thing where they're just like, the kids like Breaking Bad, let's put that in there.
Can we talk about Carnival?
Yeah. We have plus, meth users are a highly untapped insurance
market. We've made allusions to Aaron driving one to work, but we haven't really talked about the spot.
Like a Girl, I think we talked about it a little bit. I thought that was really powerful. The only thing that knocks that one down a peg for me is I've already seen it before. It's been playing a lot of safer for people. So yeah, that kind of leads me to just an honorable mention for the Ron Swanson NASCAR spot, but I don't really like NASCAR, so I think my favorite would have to go to Carnival in this category.
And that's the one with JFK doing the narration about Back to the Sea.
Which I wish I knew what the context of that speech actually was. Right. It's interesting.
I haven't heard that one before either.
Yeah.
But it just perfectly fits what they were trying to get across, and it's so much better than like the sappy approach.
The usual cruise ship commercial with
people climbing, rock wall climbing.
Or like salsa music and dancing. And
It was funny to me because it was very dramatic and very classic. And none of those things I associate with going on a cruise with a bunch of people in muumuus eating their third buffet line. and then getting uncontrollable diarrhea.
Tell us how you really feel, Chris.
It was weird. Like, to me, I don't know, there's that disconnect.
I can do all of that at home.
Yeah, I do.
But they're to get those people. They're trying to
Yeah.
I think they're trying to appeal to a little higher level.
We were joking that JFK was talking about his private yacht, not going on a cruise.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. But
And JFK was a Navy guy, too. So
that's true. He was. Also in this one, bizarrely, Geico ran the salt and pepper commercial they've been running for like 2 months.
I don't cut out the best line.
Right.
The guy's like, I am pushing. I'm pushing really good.
Yeah, on the treadmill. No,
he's mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn.
Yeah,
I think if it's an edited version of an ad that's been being played for 6 months, it's not really a Super Bowl spot.
I couldn't figure out if they had one that they intended to run and didn't, or what the deal was, because that was really weird.
Maybe they paid for the spot.
Because they just because everybody's seen that already. Mm-hmm. And then there was that like
fungus.
The nail fungus commercial, which again was like, why?
Yeah.
Why is that on there?
Yeah, I was upstairs when that one was on, and people were watching it downstairs, and I just heard a lot of, no.
It was just...
This is where it was nice to have the antenna hooked up, not the DVR, because I couldn't rewind. I had to watch it straight through. If I missed it, there was no going back. So sometimes it's best that you can't go back.
So you didn't see that one?
No, you saw it, but you didn't have to, like, rewind it to be like, what I missed, you know? And then you're like, oh, why'd I ask what I missed?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only other one we really didn't talk about, Pete Rose made a
Skechers
ad where he's in the hall, but it's the hall in his house and not the Hall of Fame. And his wife comes out. You're not allowed in this hall. I don't know.
That was pretty weak.
Bad joke. I don't know. So that's the potpourri category. What do we think here?
What were the votes?
Was there any consensus at all?
Not really. So let's narrow it down. All right. Ashley mentioned the Loctite ad.
Can I say what my top three would be?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I would say top three, Carnival, Weight Watchers, and the Loctite.
Let's just go from Ashley's top three.
Totally with those top three.
Okay.
All right, we'll go
let's narrow it down from those. What do you think, Chris? I'll put you on the spot.
Yeah, out of those three, Loctite to me was the most surprising. It was a brand I did not expect at the Super Bowl, kind of like the avocado thing. Like, mm-hmm. It's just... Really, they're advertising at the Super Bowl? And it was that bizarre internet humor that works on me. So this the very end where the Loctite saved our marriage for no damn reason.
For no reason. And they're all like in the fanny packs that have Loctite in their name. It's just, happening here?
I wonder what the casting call was like for that commercial. Where it's just like, you know, are you just at the DMV? Can you be on that commercial?
I love the two camera shots.
If they would have filmed it in the DMV line, I might have voted for it.
The two camera shots that slayed me were the one that the guy that glues his glasses together and they zoom in on his face and he's just like staring at the camera. And then the like 50-ish lady with the jean jacket that she's sewn a craft onto with Loctite. And like the like shaded sunglasses that are like purple. Yeah. To match the jacket, and she just like stares at the camera. Those were just great.
So awkward.
Is super glue trying to tap into like the weird Etsy market, or what's the?
No, what they're trying to do something to really.
I didn't even really associate Loctite with glue, honestly, because they're like a brand that does like locks, not.
Oh really?
Not like.
Are they?
That's what I associate them
with.
Well,
at the end of that commercial, they pulled out their little super glue out of their fanny pack.
Maybe they're I don't know.
Maybe they are super glue.
I don't know.
Something.
It's an enjoyable commercial, though.
All right, well, I'm going to go.
Out of those three, what do you think?
The fact that we don't even know what it is means I'm going with Carnival.
Okay. So we've got one vote for Carnival. We've got two votes for Carnival. Well, that's 2 out of 5. Like, that's the winner. So, bold it.
Wait, what's that math? Oh, okay. We all just accept
that's
it.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're gonna narrow this down. We're going to get the top six. Going to go head-to-head.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to put the Loctite around them. Then we're going to throw them on a Carnival cruise ship.
Either the glue or the...
And then whoever makes it back without dysentery wins.
Fair enough.
What was the Thunderdome commercial again, Tom?
It was right before Katy Perry's. Is that what you're talking about? Right before Katy Perry's show, where like There's a UFO going around abducting people.
Oh, it was the voice. Right?
It was, yeah. It was the commercial for the voice.
That's what it was.
And I think, and the only reason I could figure, I'm like sitting there figuring this out because we're watching this, I'm like, why is the voice having, and I'm like, oh, because they're doing a new Mad Max this year. But the new Mad Max won't involve the Thunderdome, will it?
No, it's, I've seen the trailer for it. It's like Road Warrior.
Right. Which means if it does well, maybe they'll redo the Thunderdome.
It's like super dark and it's, yeah.
I heard it has zero plot, but yeah.
Well, the original Road Warrior really had no plot other than Mel Gibson just blowing stuff up.
But it's the same director too, right?
So that's, I think,
encouraging.
Yeah.
He's just redoing a movie from 30 years ago.
And it has Tom Hardy once again wearing a mask.
Just I'm going to relaunch my own.
The crazy thing is Tom Hardy has a mask that looks like the Bane mask.
Last time that happened, we got a new Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah. No, we didn't. That was never happened.
Oh, yeah.
There's three Star Wars movies. That's all Eli's ever going
to
know.
Speaking of which, huge missed opportunity. No Back to the Future.
Yeah, no, I placed a bet last year that there was going to be two of them.
Do you think there's about four brands that were about to do it and they thought everyone else was going to do it?
That's probably what happened, yeah.
The actor that played Biff was like, had like all sorts of money rolled up.
Just waiting by his phone.
Hopefully he had like pay or play contracts written on all of them. Maybe
they were waiting on Crispin Glover and he would never show up for anything.
Yeah. Well, that's my best guess is they're afraid because, you know, when it all premieres at the same day, you can't be, you know.
Yeah, that's what Geico was worried about.
Yeah, maybe.
Not at the last minute.
That'd be the perfect thing for Geico because they're so all over the map anyway.
Yeah, you could insure your DeLorean.
Did you know insurance for your DeLorean is not as expensive as you think?
As expensive as it was in 1984.
Yeah. I mean, they're so crazy. It's like any idea they come up with, hey, let's do it. What if we get Kenny Rogers? Sure. We have Kenny Rogers playing poker. Sure.
Sure.
What would he do? He would just sing, well, of course.
Talking camels. Sure.
Sure. Now people are yelling at the talking camels.
Like, any idea they come up with, that must just be, like, the funnest thing to work on, because there's, like, no bad idea.
Yeah, and the best is they run always, like, two for ones. So it's, like, run 15-second spots, so if one's bad, don't matter, just run the next one.
There'll be another one coming.
All right, well, mass break. Okay. Oh, I forgot to mention, we're going to cover a house, so we got to promote that if you want a big ticket passes, group passes, 1 or 2 day passes, $50 off if you use the code REFLEX. Cannot be combined with another offer, I guess. I don't know, something like that. So, something like that. How conference? May 4th through 8th? Something? I think we're going to be recording some interviews there, too. I don't know what to do. We'll figure it out.
Thank you to our friends at Howl.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, now it's time for the Superb Owl Thunderdome. 6 commercials enter, 1 commercial leaves. The ones that will be competing in the Thunderdome today are the Bud Light Pac-Man real life ad.
Mm-hmm.
Snickers Brady Bunch. Clash of Clans with Liam Neeson. BMW with Katie Couric and Brant Gumbel. The T-Mobile Data Vulture ad, and Carnival Cruises Return to the Sea.
Mm. Okay. All right, I'm going to go Ashley. You can kill the weak link right here.
Really?
Which one's gone?
Which ones were the top two?
No, we have 6 of them. You can just kill one right
kill
now.
Kill one of them off right now, and it's
what,
gone.
What was the first one that you said?
First one that I said was the Pac-Man.
That's the one I would kill.
You're killing it off?
Gone.
All right.
Rules of the Thunderdome, just gone.
Gone. You just broke Aaron's heart a little bit. A little bit, I can see it.
Yep.
That was going to be number one for you?
No.
Okay.
But I haven't heard it.
It was straight up Temple of Doom. She just reached in and grabbed it out while it was still beating.
Yeah. No mercy in this Thunderdome, man.
No mercy. Aaron.
I get to kill one?
You get to kill one.
No, no, that's a one-time thing, man.
One-time deal?
It's a one-time, yeah.
Okay. Out of the five that remain.
I think Aaron can pit two up against each other that we can vote on, though.
Ew.
Let's do that.
That's pressure.
Let's do that.
So that means you can kill one of your worst two that's left.
Strategy.
We'll be down to four. Be a proper.
We'll be down to the final four.
Down to the final four.
I picked my top two.
No, you picked the two that you don't like, and then we vote one of them off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not quite the Survivor instant. Style. It's not quite the instant gone. You know.
That's a little tougher. I'm gonna go T-Mobile.
Okay.
And
that vulture's tough, man.
It'll tear up your office.
I assumed it would eat whatever was left. You know. Scavenger.
That's what vultures do.
Can a vulture eat a Snickers and live?
Let's go to the zoo and find out.
The question is, who is a vulture when they're hungry?
Okay,
Chris, you're up. Those two, what do you vote for?
To get kicked off?
Yes.
The vulture.
Okay. Donovan.
I'll kick off the vulture.
We'll make it unanimous. Yeah. The vulture is dead.
Once again, two out of five is unanimous.
These are Thunderdome rules. These are Thunderdome rules.
Math doesn't count in the Thunderdome.
Alchemy.
Math is not a thing in the Thunderdome. It is all about not math. Okay, Donovan.
All right, we got the final four. We got the Snickers Brady Bunch. We have the Clash of Clans Liam Neeson Revenge. We got the BMW Today Show. And we have the insurance sort of pharmacist. How do these go about it? These are in the dome. How do we pit these up?
No, we don't have the insurance in there.
Oh, what is the potpourri one?
Carnival Cruises.
Carnival Cruises.
Yeah, Snickers, Carnival, BMW.
I wrote down the wrong one. Okay, Carnival Cruises.
Let's try there.
No, that was actually a mistake on my part.
Okay, so pick your favorite and
no
make your case.
No rules in the Thunderdome.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, pick your favorite and make your case.
Favorite of the four. Oh, you know, I'm going to go the Liam Neeson, man. It just came out of nowhere. Dude just came up, straight up killer. Just selling something that doesn't need that kind of budget on it. It's a free app. To me, that's a Super Bowl, $4.5 million spent for nothing. That's the spot I would.
Two thumbs up from Donovan Beery.
I would say, right. Plus, it almost makes Taken 2 and Taken 3 worth going to see, even though I know they're not.
You know, they're solid on HBO on a Sunday afternoon when it's snowing, though.
Well, Taken was solid when it came out. And I watched I don't know how I made it through Taken 2. Because when I watched it, I'm like, I don't even remember that. I never even saw Taken 3. But this made me think I might need to, but I know I don't.
Yeah. Okay, Ashley, pick your favorite and make your case.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's between the Liam Neeson and the BMW. I'll go for the sake of putting a little spice in this conversation. I'll go with the BMW. Just because I think that one was really clever. You know, the Liam Neeson one played a lot of personality, which is fun, but it's still at the end, you know, like grown man playing video games kind of scenario setup, I guess, that we've seen before, kind of like a tried and true, you know, where like the BMW was just a little bit, I mean, it was self-mockery and but it was funny. And so that's the one I'm going with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron, your favorite and make your case.
It's so tough because I think they're all so strong, but I think
this is the first year in a while that I think we've had four that we've all
really liked.
Thought were
it's been pretty clear cut a lot of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last couple of years I think we've been fighting to get that third spot. So to have four of them that you have to think about is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's I don't know.
It's a strong year,
or maybe it's because we actually watched the rest of the game unlike last year, which we don't want to
talk
about.
For me, it's Carnival because they really elevated the brand in a way that I mean, I am not a cruise guy. I've never been on a cruise, but I just, it actually worked on me. It kind of gave me a little bit of a calling to want to go out there. The way they tied it into the human element and the same amount of salt water that runs through our veins, it was all very powerful. And I think that was like the most meaningful to the essence of the brand.
Chris Kelly, your favorite, and make your case.
Well, I like the Snickers one because it was funny.
And it didn't make you feel terrible.
It didn't make me sad. And it wasn't pandering to me because I'm a new dad. I don't know, Snickers made me laugh.
And see, this proves that the math is 2 out of 5 is unanimous. Once again, it's going to come down to 2 out of 5 unanimous.
I kind
of
want to change
my
vote.
Well, it's only 4. It's half. Wait, no, it's you.
Can I change my vote in the middle? I feel like I want to change it.
There are no rules.
Ooh, it is the Thunderdome.
The only rule in Thunderdome is that there are no rules.
Ooh. Proving 2 out of 5 is unanimous.
I might want to change it to Carnival.
Oh, no. Yes.
Oh. Now we got a tie.
It wins.
That's Snickers and Carnival.
No, I went Liam Neeson.
Oh, you did.
2 out of 5 is unanimous.
All right.
Yeah.
2 out of 5 is unanimous. Carnival Cruises, congratulations.
Cool.
Champion of Superb Owl Thunderdome.
And now we got to go all eat some old shrimp that's been lying around to celebrate.
It's sneaker liquor.
So we're going to go to Golden Corral, you're saying?
Is there a Golden Corral around here?
I mean, it's up by the movie theater we went to a couple weeks ago.
We do have, I mean, we are within 2 blocks of a Hoo Hot. Does that count as a buffet? I don't think they have shrimp on it, but we can
it's
fill you up.
It's way too classy. I mean,
we can fill you up.
It'll give you the same cruise experience if you don't have them cook the food. You just eat handfuls of raw meat.
Oh, okay. We're going to go eat
Golden Corral.
We're going to go have a who can devour the most raw meat competition, and we'll be back.
Whichever one of us does not die from poisoning. Back next year.
Welcome to the
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.